Yes, I'm here. God bless you all. I have had a wonderful week, an amazing week, a miraculous week, literally. I have a testimonial to share with you of healing, which is amazing. So let me go back a little bit. About 15 years ago, my daughter fell into a very deep, dark hole mentally, emotionally, and became ill. And this isn't a physical illness, but it was definitely a very dark spiritual mental illness that she experienced. And I hope I don't break up here. And I went down into the hole with her, and not knowing any better, and I thought that really it was just a reaction that I took, because of course I wanted to be there to help her and do whatever I could. I did not understand that if I went down in there with her and kind of slogged through all the things with her, I was losing perspective at the very least, and also it just was bringing me way down as well. But I didn't really know any better. You know, it just at the time seemed the best thing to do. And she got very ill. And so over the years, I prayed to God and I said, God, lead and direct me to something, somebody who would know or have some sort of a therapy or something that would help her. We initially tried pharmaceutical medications, and that was pretty disastrous. So we kind of went through that, started them and quit them pretty quick because the side effects were so severe. And so then it was a matter of going online and searching and trying to find somebody who was treating people that would have the same symptoms as my daughter and that they would get well. And so this process went on year after year after year. And I literally took her all over the country, any place I could find that I thought might have hope for her. And in the process of doing this, in my mind and heart, I would pray to God and ask God to direct my steps to somebody. And now that is a good thing to do. That is a great thing to do. But I will tell you where I didn't hit things right on the mark with that. My tendency has always been to get in there and fix things and figure things out and come up with a solution and then ask God to bless it, kind of, really. That's kind of the way it worked. Like, I think I shared this before. Like, I would figure out a way to do something that was godly and biblical and even scripture, but then I would ask God to come along with me on it after I already decided the direction I would go. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but when I look back and I realize that that is very different than going to God and saying, God, you work, you do it, you do the work, and then you tell me and let me follow your lead. So in my own life, and again, this is just me, that is the difference in my own mind and heart. And for me, that was a big difference between those two things. And at the time, throughout all these people that I went to, and I took my daughter to, I mean, I can't even count how many there were. Through all of those times, I have to say that I was putting more of it on my shoulders than I was in God's hands and his direction. That was just me. So maybe in hindsight, that could be why it took so long. I don't know. I can't really say. And I really don't try to go back and analyze and look at a lot of those things too closely, because sometimes that's not profitable. I look at it enough to learn a lesson, and then I take that lesson and then move forward. And I believe that was my lesson. Through all the things that we did, which were many, my daughter did get a little bit better, but she never was able to really overcome or be well or be healed of what she was going through. My daughter was very tormented. She ended up where she couldn't really do anything. She couldn't go to a store. She couldn't go into a store. She couldn't, even if we'd go out, she couldn't really get out of the car. And all day long, it would be a fight and a battle in her heart and in her mind against what she was fighting against. We found out later also that my daughter had also been sexually abused by a teacher at school. This was her special education teacher. And then that brought on another whole, that not brought on, but that added a whole layer, that abuse, to what was already, you know, going on. Well, it was all mixed up together. It was all the same big ball of devilish stuff. So what we did is we just continued, and I tried many, many different things. And then one day, this was like probably a year ago, I said to God, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep looking for somebody or something and then trying it and then having it not work and then be so disappointed. Because trying and then being disappointed because the results never came was just taking all of my believing to a level of nothing. And I had to find a way to stop doing that and try to get my feet under me and move forward in a way that I had hope again, that I would have hope, because I really did lose hope. And so I prayed to God and said, God, I have to have you do this. You are the one that will heal her. You're the only one that can fix this, because it's just so bad. Your power and your healing is all that I'm going to look for now, because I have tried and failed this other way. And so I had resolved myself to just stick with that. That was it. And that's what I prayed for. And that's what I focused on. And that's what I endeavored to put all my trust in, that God would just, whatever way that was, that he would open a door for my daughter's healing and her deliverance. So about a year ago, I was living in Tennessee at that time, and somebody had made available for me to move here to where I am now, which is in North Carolina, in the Raleigh area. And it was one of those God things where somebody just said, you know what, I got a place that's sitting empty, and you could stay there as long as you wanted, because that would kind of help me out too, because nobody's in the house. And if you're looking for another place, then stay there as long as you need to until you find something else. And I thought to myself, I wasn't really planning on moving to North Carolina, but, you know, I thought maybe this is God opening a door for me. And I was a little hesitant at first, and I decided that I needed to just step out on it, because there it was put to me right in front of me, and with nothing that I would have to do. And I said, God, if this is an open door from you, then just let it work, you know? And so I waited probably about 2 weeks, and I just felt like, yep, I need to call this person back and accept it. And so I did. I moved, which is about 5 hours from where I was. And when I got here, I called people that I had known from years and years ago, who I had not spoken to in probably 20 years or 25 years, but I knew they were here, and I just wanted to connect them with them, really, and sort of, pick up where you left off, just because they were great people, and I thought, I need to just see if I can call people and touch base with them and connect with them. So I called about four people, and I got their numbers, either their email or their numbers. Only one person called me back. This one person said to me, they called me back and said, Kathy, I want to take you and your daughter to lunch. Let's go to lunch. And I was like, really? Okay. Well, we did. I said, you know, we might have to do this, that, and the other to sort of facilitate being able to do lunch together with my daughter. But anyway, it all worked out. We figured it out. And so when we had lunch, she said to me, you know, I had made a trip to India, and I had seen things that were just so wonderful. And anyway, she went on to explain healing to me and how she had gone to India and with the believers there and sang it. And she said, I think that you would really want to listen to Sangit teach how, you know, this healing comes about. It's a little different than what you know we were used to. And I said, sure, absolutely. She gave me the tapes of Sangit's class, and I listened to them, and I was just stunned and at the simplicity of, there it was, just in the word, and kind of, I didn't know why I missed that before. And so after I finished that class, there was one session that didn't work in it. It was session 5. And I said, now I have to go and see if I can find Sangit's class, or Sangit, if I can find him, because I want to hear this other session that I missed. And so anyway, search. Lo and behold, who do I find? But Lawrence and Kim's website. And there's Sangit's class there. And I was like, wow. And then what pops up, of course, is Lawrence's class on faith and confession. That was actually the first thing I listened to. And so there was that connection that happened. And I honestly do believe that the reason I came to North Carolina, there are other good reasons now that have made themselves obvious. But at the time, I realized that it was for me to come here. That was God directing me. And for this one person, the one person that got in touch with me, and that she gave me Sangit's class. And that when I looked, that's when I found Lawrence and Kim. And I thought, that's what that whole thing was about, to bring me here, to have this door open to me. So, to get to the end of this, when Lawrence was going to India, I thought in my heart, when Lawrence comes back from India, I'm going to ask him to minister to my daughter. And I felt so strongly that he was the one to do this. You know, when I went to God, I said, God, I need someone else to do this. I felt like I was just too close to it. And I kind of, you know, tried and failed so many times over 15 years that I needed that other person with that believing, you know. So when he came back, he came back. He was there at home about a week or so, but it was on Monday that I contacted him. Maybe it was Tuesday. I said, Lawrence, I want to ask you to minister healing to my daughter, and I believe that you're the one to do it, and I believe that if you minister healing to her, then this will be done. And so yesterday, we got on the phone and Lawrence ministered to my daughter. And excuse me. And my daughter was healed. And I also asked him to minister to me too, because I had this thing with my with my hip where I was just getting to the point where I just couldn't even stand on it. And he ministered to me too. And my daughter today, excuse me a sec. I hate this when I do this. Dang it.
That's all it is.
Okay, so just before we got on the call, my daughter and I went out for a ride, and we went to the grocery store, and we sat in the car, and what usually happens is I have to leave her in the car, and I have to pray for God's protection on her while I go in and get the stuff and get out quickly. When we got to the parking lot of the grocery store, I turned the key off of the car, and my daughter said to me, "I'm going to go in." And I looked back at her, and I was like, "Okay, you want to go in? Let's go. Let's do this." My daughter could never walk into a store. And she walked in, and she did fine. We went in, we got some ice cream, and I said, "Let's get it, pick something out, and then let's get out." And we did. We got through the whole thing, and honestly, she had a little bit, just a little bit of a hiccup, but she went in, she did it, and she got out, and she was fine. Oh, my goodness, I can't tell you. I know it sounds like just like not that big of a deal, but this is a huge, huge thing for 15 years for this. And then just for my daughter to go into the store. But my daughter has already shown major, major changes just in 24 hours that I know that her deliverance took place and she is healed. And now her life is going to be changed and so different than what she has known for these 15 years. And I think the biggest thing for me in all of this was seeing that trusting in God and putting all of our faith and all of our heart and all of our mind upon Him caring for us, whether it's just something like Rebecca had shared about a car, getting another car and having all that work come in, and or for someone who has been in the worst place for 15 years and gets healed and delivered. You know, God does all of it. And it's just that simple believing and trust in Him that He loves us so much that He wants everything for us to be exactly the way He says He wants it to be, abundant and whole and healed and blessed and victorious and powerful and living a life as one that belongs to the Creator of heavens, the heavens and the earth, and that we are different. We are not ordinary people. We are not like everybody else who walks on the face of the earth, who isn't born again. We are unique and different. We are the sons of God, and we can live that way, and trusting in God 100% and letting Him do the work. That was the thing for me. Letting God work and do it the way He does it, not the way I would think He would do it. Like going to 50 different kind of people to do all these different therapies, not that way. I'm not saying that way is bad or wrong or any of that. I'm not. But in my daughter's case, my daughter needed God's healing and deliverance. And that was only going to come by way of God and His power manifested in her life. And once I finally put all my eggs in that basket and I trusted that God was going to work and do something, He did, and it wasn't even in the way I thought in moving here, but He did it, and praise God, my daughter's healed. And, you know, it's just the most miraculous, amazing thing. And yeah, that's what I wanted to share.